The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. For those of you who have just logged on and you see that I put a little something in the chat. If you're wondering, like, is this legitimate? Yes, I put that in there earlier. Just a there's a group of volunteers who have been working on redoing the Audio Dharma site, and there's a beta version, and they just want some feedback from some people how the new Audio Dharma site works. So if you feel so inclined, you can click on the link that I put in the chat box there. So okay, but probably you didn't come here this evening to hear about that. So let's do a little guided meditation. We can sit together. And just settling in. Maybe arriving. All the ways in which we might feel a little bit fragmented. Is there a way that we can slow down, settle down? So that all these little fragments can catch up to us. And what is it like to sit and know you're sitting? To feel the body, the posture in space, like how it's oriented in relationship to everything else. Kind of a broad awareness to sit and know you're sitting. Sometimes when we do mindfulness or mindfulness of the body, we have a narrow focus. I'm inviting us to have more of a broad focus of the posture of the body, maybe like the global sense of the body, proprioceptive sense of where the body is in space. Sometimes this kind of an awareness, not too narrow, not very broad, but just the sense of the body as a whole. Sometimes this can be really helpful and supportive. And so sometimes it might be helpful to practice with this type of an awareness, a little bit more broad, a little bit covering a bigger area, so to speak. Not zeroing in, not with tunnel vision. Yet still connected to the body, so not completely open either. It might be natural. For the awareness to get a little bit smaller, smaller, smaller. Maybe just for this session. Allow it to stay a little bit more broad. Stretch it out, expand it. For the whole body. Mindfulness of the whole body and the posture the body is in can be a tremendous support in difficulties. Difficulties that we experience in our lives, in our daily life. To bring our awareness to the posture, the whole body. In a relaxed, easy way. With warmth and care. If our practice to be mindful of breathing, can we do that in such a way that the breath is part of the body and feeling the breath in the body? Not in a narrow way, but in a open, relaxed way. Almost as if with the breath we are filling up a balloon of awareness. This balloon that covers the whole body. when we're feeling fear, this can be a really supportive practice. Feeling the feet on the ground. Just a gentle, warm awareness of the posture, the whole body. Because having mindfulness of the whole body can be such a support, especially when fear is arising. It can be helpful to practice, have some familiarity. with mindfulness of the body in this way. We can use mindfulness of the whole body as a way for us to feel connected and grounded, centered, while still also being aware of our environment, maybe with our peripheral awareness, so to speak. Being aware of what else is happening. Being aware of other people. Sometimes this might be the most appropriate way to practice mindfulness. And this more global way, this more broad way, mindfulness of the body. So that we can be connected to what's happening with ourselves and be aware of what's happening around us and with others. Maybe to help us stay safe. Maybe to help others who might be in need. In this way, our practice can be a support for not only ourselves, but for others. We're not cut off, we're not separated from others. So mindfulness of the whole body, the posture, whether you're sitting or walking, standing or lying down. It's worthwhile to practice with this in formal meditation so that it's available to us when we might need it in our daily life. So we can be aware of what's happening with ourselves as well as aware of our environment. Thank you.